This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Dante Hall, 9-year NFL vet, return specialist, was just a fantastic player to watch during his days in the National Football League. Hey, Dante, Mark Malusis with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Dante. A lot to get into when you focus in on the Chiefs. So let's start with the quarterback, Mahomes. You know, I made this statement yesterday. I think he's the most gifted quarterback in the National Football League right now. What about what you've seen here from Mahomes and what he can do at the position?
I mean, I would have to agree with that. You definitely have to throw Aaron Rodgers in there. We don't want to be prisoners of the moment, and I don't want to be biased. But I think you definitely have a legitimate argument by saying that, because what he's doing on a consistent basis and the throws that he's making, I mean, you can't help but say that. So I think he's incredible. We all knew his talents, but I think performances like we saw this past weekend on a consistent basis is what's making him, the best, if not, like you said, the most talented this year, but he's definitely having the best season, in my opinion, MVP caliber.
Yeah, no question. Dante, did you think he'd be this good this soon?
I knew he would be this good, yes. I trust Andy Reid. And for Andy Reid to give up Alex Smith after coming off, 13-3 season, he must have seen something. And to go and get this guy in the first round and trade up for him, he must have been this good. So we knew he was this good. What I was waiting to see were moments like last week against a top team, a top defense, pressures mounting. That's what I was waiting to see. And he's just proven to me that he not only has the talent, but he has that it factor, guys. You know what I mean? That it factor that when the game is on the line, you just feel like he's going to get it done. Guys like Tom Brady have that. Peyton Manning, he's this year proven that he has that it factor.
Well, he no question, you're right about that, Dante. And, you know, he does things with the football that we have never seen guys do. It's one thing to look off a safety, Dante. We've seen, you know, quarterbacks, since you've been watching football, have the ability to do that and put the ball where they need it to be and get a safety to move over 10 or 15 feet. But yeah, what about the no-look pass that we saw this past weekend? Very similar to what we saw from Magic in his days with the Lakers in the NBA. What about the no-look pass that we saw from Mahomes on Sunday against the Ravens?
I mean, it was incredible. Absolutely incredible. I would rank it as the second best play that he's made this year. Go back to the Denver game in Denver and that left-handed pass that he made. Remember
that's another
that
good one. Yes, I do remember that,
that
one.
That one to me was just sensational. So I like that one more, the left-handed pass coming from a right-handed quarterback. And I believe that play was on fourth down. Like, to Tyreek Hill. I think that was a fourth down play to get the a conversion. So, but yeah, back to the no-look pass. It was sensational. I've never seen that. And I think this kid is going to continue to do things like that that we've never seen at the quarterback position before.
You know, Dante, you look at Tyreek Hill and what he's done for that Chiefs team and what he's done for that Chiefs offense. I mean, when you were lining up and playing for the Chiefs, you were an explosive playmaker, a return man. You were as good as it gets, as good as I've seen, Dante. I'm curious, what do you see when you watch Tyreek Hill do what he's been doing this year for the Chiefs?
You know, I'm going to tell you what I see. I see a number one receiver, and people like to compare us, and I get it because the statue and the position and he came in as a return man and all of those things, but I just got to give praise where praise is due. This guy's a legitimate, in my opinion, number one receiver. I was never a number one receiver. Now, I could give you number one plays here and there, but I was definitely not a number one receiver. And I think that's what I see in this guy. He's more than just a return man. He can run all the routes. He's good with his hands. He made contested catches for a little guy. He's the new AD. He's the new Antonio Brown, if you ask me.
Yeah, he is that good, and you're right. I mean, listen, but I mean the ability to break games, that's where I draw the comparison, because that's what you had the ability to do as a return man. You were able to, you know, at times during your career, kind of break the spirit of the opponent. You made guys look silly in the open field. You had an unbelievable amount of moves. I get you guys are a little bit different, and I understand the stature, and you guys are smaller guys and smaller athletes and the like, but you know, Tyreek Hill has the ability at the receiver spot to do what you did in the return game.
Yeah, absolutely. And it helps playing with a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, I tell you that. So, like, that 4th-and-9 conversion, Patrick just, you know, running to his right, throws it back to his left on a dime, and Tyreek comes out of nowhere to catch it. I mean, it definitely helps playing with a guy like Patrick and also in an offensive system that Andy Reid puts out on the field week in and week out. But this guy has impressed me. I went and sat down with him, did a one-on-one meeting with him in training camp, and he said he wanted to be this guy. So to see him backing up his words this season, week in and week out, has just been amazing to watch. Absolutely amazing.
We're talking to Dante Hall, 9-year NFL veteran. Hey, Dante, how much would it mean to you to see Andy Reid finally win a Super Bowl?
It means a lot. Man, you want to see the good guys in this league win, and I want to see him get that moniker off his back as far as being a guy that is just a regular season type coach, you know, wins in the regular season but never gets it done or can't get you to the big dance. I think Andy Reid not only has the IQ and the cachet, but I just think he's a good guy, and I would like to see him win. And he plays for my Kansas City Chiefs, so I am a little biased in that department.
Well, I can understand that. Do you think he thinks about it, Dante?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as human beings, as in any walk of life, you know what's said about you. You know what the rhetoric is about you as far as your shortcomings. So he's heard the chatter and the noise. He knows.
No, I get it. I mean, I'm just curious because he's been uber successful, you know, helped build franchises in Philadelphia and now Kansas City. We know he's a great developer of young quarterbacks. We saw it with McNabb in Philly and now with Mahomes in Kansas City. His offenses are great as well. He's kind of a visionary. He takes different things from different guys, too.
Yep.
I'm curious, you know, how much does that – I'm sure winning drives everybody, especially in the NFL, because that's how you're graded out. I'm curious how much of an issue – do you think if he – you know, do you think he'd look at his career differently if he never won a Super Bowl?
I think so, absolutely. Because I think he's super competitive like that. He comes off, he speaks really nice. He's not a vulgar type of coach. But deep down inside, this guy's competitive. And as a competitor, I know it has to be eating him alive that he's had all of this success and all of the accolades that you just mentioned, but yet he doesn't have the big accolade. And I think that's why he's still doing it. I think that's why he gets up every morning and goes to work, is to win that thing.
When you look at, you know, Dante, we're talking to Dante Hall, 9-year NFL veteran. When you look at the complexion of the AFC, how many teams do you think are capable of getting themselves to a Super Bowl this year in the AFC?
Only in the AFC total. Okay, not the AFC West. I look at, there's three contenders. You have the Patriots, obviously. You have to put them there every year that Tom Brady is at the quarterback and Belichick is the coach. Obviously, my Kansas City Chiefs this year. And then I look at the San Diego Chargers. I am really nervous about this game on Thursday because Phillip Rivers is one of those quarterbacks. If he gets hot, he's like a Steph Curry. It's just nothing you can do about it. So you don't want to allow him to get hot, get a rhythm, feel good. You want to make him uncomfortable right away. So I look at those three teams as being the three contenders this year.
Yeah, like, I could see that. But Dante, you know this. The Chiefs own the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes, we do. But that Chargers team is a different. That Chargers team is a different team, and you never know when they're gonna, you know, break the seal and beat you. So all that stuff is in the past. This week you got a red hot San Diego Chargers team. They've won 9 out of the last 10. How many teams have done that in the NFL? Went on a 9 out of 10 game win streak.
No, you're right. They have been hot. And I think after that Steeler game, Dante, I think they kind of showed everybody that they're a little bit different this year. And Rivers has been playing at MVP level, but it just doesn't seem to matter. Every time the Chiefs roll out there against the Chargers, it seems like the game's going to go the Chiefs' way.
Until it doesn't.
That's fair.
Until it doesn't. So I'm nervous. I think we'll walk away to win, but we must win this game. This is a must win for the Chiefs on so many levels this week.
No, and I can understand that. Dante, two more before I let you go. Number one is, how much does the Chiefs' defense, do you think, concern you about this team being able to get to where you think they can go?
In the beginning of the season, it was a huge concern. I thought they would hold us back. But at this point, I feel like we've gotten to the point where we won't be as good as the Bears and we won't be as good as the Ravens, but we can be opportunistic, kind of like we were in the Ravens game. We kind of sucked on defense for three quarters. And then Houston and D4 came up with some crucial plays, a couple of strip sacks, fumbles. Skandrick has had a couple of games, one against the Rams and one last week, to where he could have had an INT to end the game. So my concern is not as much as it was in the beginning. I think we have now arisen to a point to where we could just make enough plays to help out the offense and be an opportunistic defense. So,
final
it comes
one
down to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, well, that's it. As long as you have Mahomes each and every week, you got yourself a shot. And Dante, as a former Chief, how do you think your former organization handled everything surrounding Kareem Hunt?
They handled it first class. I mean, they were put in a situation to where their hands were kind of forced. When that video came out, it shocked the world. So you can only imagine what it did to the organization. And we knew, as Chiefs fans, we knew about the situation. But once the visuals came out, it was just tough to hang on to this guy. And the fact that they brought him in, explained it to him, he took, you know, onus on the actions that he took. And I think everyone, even Kareem Hunt, I think he handled it with class too. Even with his interview with Lisa Salters, I think everyone handled it with class and did what they had to do. And now we move on.
Hey, Dante, I enjoyed certainly watching you as a player and appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with me this morning. And continued success and enjoy watching those Chiefs. All right, bud?
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, guys.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.